This is
Duo.com. You'll never need a TV or radio again. Duo.com. Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Life with your host, Seth Neiman. Katrina Abbott and Chris Harlan.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to Life. We're back after a week of not being here.
Yeah, and whose fault was that?
Mine.
Yeah,
it was. I'm surprised you actually admitted it. I expected you to be like, yours.
It was Katrina's fault. She texted me like 10 minutes before the show. I was here. Everything's set up, ready to go, and she's like,
I don't feel like
doing a show today because I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to. I hate our listeners. And
well, that's not true.
I smelled them and I didn't like what I smelled. So no life. But we bought all the listeners disinfectant. If you haven't received yours yet, check your mailbox. It's probably in there. So you will smell less and Katrina can bear you. And so we are here for episode 45.
45.
I know.
What?
Only 5 episodes till Katrina quits.
Yep.
It's going to be, what are we going to do when it's episode 51? We'd be like, -1 episodes until Katrina quits. And then we'll just start counting up.
Well, no, because then by then we'll push the deadline. We're like, Katrina's new deadline is this day, like February.
Okay, we'll just pick, let's pick a date that doesn't even register a show day. Like, let's pick a Tuesday someday.
February 3rd.
Okay, February 3rd is the new date when Katrina will quit.
I want to see when that is.
Won't it be a Thursday? Because that would be our luck. Anyway, we're live.
Are we?
If you're
now
watching us live, thank you. If you're not,
February 3rd is a Monday.
All right. That's a random day. Awesome. What's between now and February 3rd? We changed the show date to Mondays based on our schedule. Go back to doing like a weekend or something. Anyway.
I could see that happening with.
Yeah, absolutely.
It could
happen. You know,
if you get
a job or something,
months.
You know? Like the only. We change it because your schedule changes.
I know.
So we change it to accommodate
you.
Let's
see, my schedule's. Oh, whoa. My schedule will change to like a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
In which case, we'd maybe either still do it now or do it on like a weekend.
That is true.
I mean, that's the only option. Never mind.
We can either do it during the week or a weekend sometimes.
I mean,
I'm throwing it out there.
Or maybe somewhere in between.
If we need to, we can do it someday within the lunar month.
A day that ends in Y.
Yes. Anyway, if you aren't watching us live, please do so. We're live every Wednesday night, 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time, 5 o'clock Mountain Time, 4 o'clock Pacific Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Time.
I'm proud of
and
that.
Midnight in London.
I was going to say, subtract or add 8 hours.
And it's, I think it's 6 a.m. in Beijing.
I was going to say, you add six. No, you
start
add
your day with
8 hours, you're in Germany. You subtract 8 hours and you're in Alaska.
Okay. I don't know how to do math.
I only know that because I've got a friend in each place, and I'm like, I hate talking to them.
Gotcha.
I was like, this is a godforsaken hour.
Well,
if you
live in China or Japan, it's right in the morning, so you can start your day with a hearty dose of cereal and life. Life cereal and life the show.
How you start your life.
Oh, that would be a great tie-in. Life advertised with us, but only in Asia.
But only in Asia.
Anyway, duo.com, DEWOH.com/live. And if you are watching us live right now, you can text us 505-750-0304. Once again, it's 505-750-0304. Or you can look at the screen. It's written right here. Right there. It's hard to do a straight line.
I wish I could see so I could be like, it's right here.
It's right here on the screen. So call that number or text it. Because if you call, I do have it open today. So if you call, I will...
Maybe answer.
Probably answer.
He won't.
Maybe.
He won't.
Text messages, I definitely read those. So send those in. And, this is awkward.
What?
So
what
on
happened?
The last day, on the last show of every month, we do letters.
Yay!
But he doesn't have any.
But since I forgot we don't have letters.
Okay, because then we'll just do it at the beginning of the month what you wanted to do anyway.
That's right. So now we'll just
it's
do it.
It's strategically planned.
The first of every month. So no April letters. April showers. April showers bring May letters. Right?
April snow days.
That's what I was going to say. April snow brings May letters.
April snow rings? Is that what you just said?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Anyway, so welcome to life. This episode is brought to you by Duo's other Duo shows on the Duo Network.
They're pretty cool. Check them out.
Like, what's some shows on there, Katrina? Name three duo shows.
Name three?
Name three that aren't this show and your show.
That's going to be really hard.
Name three shows that aren't Rena and Leela and Life.
I know there's Men of Wit.
Okay. That's the show that Colby puts on.
Hilarious videos.
The first Monday of every month.
That one's my favorite.
Yes. It's a video show.
Aside from mine.
And the one we got coming out next Monday, it's hysterical.
And then,
just so you know,
there's Animalitics.
Okay, that's two.
And then you've got your Wildcat Basketball, but that's over now, so.
It is. There's one left. It's the big one.
Seth and Colby.
There you go.
Yeah.
So go check those out.
I forget that one's existed.
We got sports.
It's
we got
right behind your head.
We got talk radio. We've got comedy radio. We've got shows where Katrina shows her boobs to random listeners.
That's
we
not
got
true.
We got lots of things for you to listen to at duo.com, DEWOH.com, like the dew on a leaf, and an O, like what, Chris?
I don't know.
What Chris says when we go to her for surprise comedy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh no, I have peanut butter.
Yeah.
Katrina has peanut butter.
Because I can actually do it. I was like, oh, I have peanut butter.
So, today on the show.
Yes.
Here's what we can
not
talk
letters.
About. Not letters. That's not today on the show.
Because Seth doesn't know how to do that. He's dumb.
Well, I know how to do them. I just don't know how to do them timely. So, I forgot to say the email. That's okay.
Email us at...
What's the email address?
I always screw this up.
It's episode 45. You should have it by now. It's been the same for 45 episodes.
Life@duo.com.
Very good.
Good job.
Very good.
I forgot what show it was for a second.
So today I'm going to talk about... Katrina's future.
I expected that. I was like, we might as well talk about that.
That's probably the first one is Katrina's future, you know.
Okay.
What's going on? She came over. Since we missed 2 weeks, you know, she doesn't come over to see me unless we're doing a show.
Right.
So we were supposed to have a movie date the other weekend.
And what happened?
Whose fault was that?
I bailed.
Yeah. So
we need to do that though, because I really want you guys to meet
Mark. Let's do it.
Katrina. I want you to meet Mark.
Okay, let's do it. It's never gonna happen.
You wanna do it this Friday?
I'll be out of town.
He's leaving me.
You can come over and Christmas
Saturday night?
I'll be out of town.
All weekend?
I'll be back Sunday.
Wonderful.
I have a photo shoot on Sunday, so we can only do it Sunday night.
Photo shoot for who?
Your mama.
Oh, really? Yeah. You need to do one for me, too. We were supposed to do that then.
Oh, yeah.
That movie night that I bailed.
You blew off, yeah. That's right.
No, I did. No, I bailed you for Malia. That's what it was, that one. That time. Anyway.
Yeah, you said you were going to come over at like 9:30, which is like universal code for I'm not coming over. So
yeah,
we weren't surprised. Usually, we weren't
I know.
For it.
I was really mad when you're like, "Oh, I know you're not coming over," and I'm like, "Damn it!"
Yeah,
of course you knew.
Yeah, well, because you did.
Of course you knew. But anyway, okay. What else are we gonna talk about?
And then I also want to talk about the death of K-State basketball.
I know, right?
How it's dead to me.
I like how they're trying to like. Never mind. We'll get to it later.
Okay, and then our energy drinks killing us.
Yes.
As I
drink one,
drank
the size
32 yeah. ounce, and then also
bladder.
Let's. I want to talk about. A diet update.
Because we already know
that Katrina has failed in her New Year's resolution, so I figured...
I didn't fail. It was quite the success.
You made it 3 months. And
I made it 3 months when my goal was to be in a relationship and no more one-night stands.
Okay, so if you... So really, your New Year's resolution was to not put off guys, but to put guys on more than once and then move on to the next guy. Even though you haven't done
sure.
the move on part.
Whatever you're saying.
Just saying.
Okay.
Just saying. The listeners
right.
agree. I have a letter right here from...
Oh, yeah. You magically pull a letter out.
From Jonathan. It says, Katrina...
You said you didn't have letters.
Katrina, you ignorant slut. That is what it says from Jonathan. Thank you, Jonathan, for that.
Well, that's because it's probably shunning of John.
And I have another letter here from...
Would you quit pulling out those damn letters?
From Dennis Rodman. It says, Kim Jong-un news.
What?
So, what should we start with?
No, I don't care. Don't diet. Put it like just start off the show bad, so we might as well just like work.
This ain't bad.
Out.
I'm doing good.
Me too.
I'm not.
It's day three of our diet. So here's kind of the Katrina jiggles peanut butter. Here's what
I can't help it. I'm one of those kids.
That's okay. I'm playing.
I always
with the
I was gonna say if I don't
here.
Have a pen that I'm clicking and
hey.
Doodling, it's gonna.
Hey, can you hear my peanut butter?
Can you hear it? Give her that pen. Let her click
I'm
it.
I'm playing with it.
Oh, my God.
How about that? How
here,
about
click
that?
This pin. You click that pin.
Okay, and you tell me your... And then I got to tell you about my
And then
diet.
I'll grab a new pin off my desk. How about that?
I don't, okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Great.
I had coffee. Coffee, 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 coffee.
So here's what happened this year. In January, we made this pledge where me and Chris are going to become outdoors person. At least me. We may break up depending on her attitude because I don't know what you're saying or laughing at. Because
I haven't had coffee in 2 months.
You just pointed at your head. Look at this.
This is what happens.
My head.
This is what happens. By 2 months, I think I had it on Rawls last week.
Yeah, I think you have it every time you come over here. But.
No, actually, I try not to. I've had hot cocoa the last few times.
Oh, okay.
Except for Rawls last week. But I was too tired for it to make effect in today.
Gotcha. So. Yeah. Anyway, so this year we started off, I think, well, at least I started off pretty well in January. And then Chris broke her leg. Where her kneecap fell
beginning
off.
Beginning of February.
Her foot caught on fire and a whole bunch of stuff happened.
I feel like it was not
it's
like,
been.
It was February
trust me,
9th.
It's been forever.
I believe that, but I thought it was like a month ago versus 2 months
it's,
ago.
It's 3 months literally ago. Been
yeah, it's, yeah,
the longest.
2.5.
Longest thing in my life. That's not inappropriate. I know what you're thinking. It really doesn't even relate to that.
It doesn't. I know. Well, anyway, I don't know, but...
So, like, it's really hard. What we do is we kind of started to count calories, and I had this big plan where, like, we'd go out and we'd, like, go to trails, and, you know, because this huge prairie.
We'd be outdoorsy.
Yeah, and we could practice on the prairie and all this other stuff, and that sounded dirty to me. But we didn't get around to that because Chris's leg fell off, and she couldn't walk, and she still can't walk. It's still gone.
Take me on the trails.
Well, that might be a good idea.
On you.
I just in my mind I thought about how like me and Chris are gonna break up because she's gonna be inappreciative of the outdoors. All the free okay, one.
Take me on the trails.
Okay.
And we have a picnic.
Picnic. The whole point is to exercise, not eat more food.
we can picnic after we exercise.
We burn 200 calories. Let's eat a cake.
You walk like 10 miles.
10 miles.
Have a picnic.
I've been going on trails.
10 miles back.
10 miles.
Then you work off the little bitty meal you bring because you got to be able to carry it. So then
Trina's
it's like,
walking 20 miles.
Hey, get out of our meeting.
I'm in the meeting.
This is our show.
I
meeting.
Know.
Get out of here.
I know. I'm
you
in the show
I'm
meeting.
Okay, fine. Walk 5 miles. Have a picnic.
Can we walk 1 mile to start and then eat a cake?
Not a cake, like a sandwich. Because that's the whole point.
Cake is just a sandwich with frosting.
Okay, fine.
Cake is
just
cake.
A sandwich.
Okay, we'll have a sandwich, and then we're gonna walk 5 miles. And then 6 miles back.
3 miles.
6 miles back? How do you walk?
Because you walk 1 mile and you walk five. 1 + 5 = 6.
Okay, sounds good. Let's do that.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, show meeting over.
Okay.
Chris, did you enjoy that silence? In our show meeting.
But so anyway.
So.
Sorry.
I decided now that I'm tired of, well, basically we're going to Wilson, what's the name of that lake out there? Milford.
Okay, yeah.
Milford Lake by Junk City. My parents are going. They bought like this palace on wheels. Like it's a fifth wheel camper, and it's. I mean, it might as well be a Sheraton.
People.
Like it has
my
a
friend,
kitchen that
has
an island in it. Like it's literally their house.
What?
Is basically what they're going in, and I'm like, okay, well, I'll buy a tent and we'll practice for when we have to like.
I'll
camp.
Buy a tent, and sleep outside.
Yeah, because if it's awful,
be like the dog. Because sleeping outside in a tent.
If it's terrible, we can always come back. Because it's like 20 minutes from here.
That makes sense.
So I figured we'd try it out since it's really the first time we've ever been camping and we need to start small. You know, we don't want to go up about halfway up a mountain and get eaten by a bear because it's our first time.
Or then realize you can't breathe up there.
Yes, which is what Chris realizes why we may break up because she can't appreciate the outdoors.
I can appreciate the outdoors.
There's
from
this
inside
device.
The car.
Yeah. There's this where the air is thicker. So.
I felt sick.
We're going to buy this device off Amazon. I think it's like $250.
It's gonna help her breathe.
And what it does is it takes the air here.
Oh my god, you weren't kidding.
And filters it out.
We're not really buying.
And makes it thin. So she can wear it here.
Oh my god.
At this altitude,
we're
but
not
it makes
really
it. No, we're really buying this. It's important.
I believe you.
And so
that way
she can practice here with low altitude air. So when we go to low altitudes.
Or you could just buy her a breathing machine, so when you go to high altitude, she still has normal breathing.
But that doesn't work. Chris suggests the same thing, and I had to explain to her, you can't produce air out of nothing. You just can't be like, air. It has to filter air out. You can take air away from what exists. You can't add air into air that doesn't exist.
Sense. Okay, fine.
So
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, so she could practice here. So she could walk the Kanza with the mask that filters out all the bad air.
I'm not walking in the Kanza Prairie.
She'll look
that.
Like she has SARS everywhere she goes.
She'll look like Darth Vader.
That would be awesome. I'll get her an actual Vader costume, and I'll be like, we're out of it. She'll be like,
that'll
Darth
be
Vader.
Even worse, because she'll be in black, which is heat.
She'll be like, Luke, I'm your father.
She'll be like, then she really won't be able to breathe. She's too damn hot.
And she'll lose a lot of weight, all that sweat.
Take me with you. I want to watch this and lose weight.
I'll
laugh the whole time.
It'll be another episode of Men of Wit. It'll be the funniest episode ever. So I decided, because we're doing this thing basically next month, we're doing it at the end of May. I don't know if it's a holiday
unless
or something.
Unless there's snow.
But, well, no, even if there's snow, but...
Okay.
I hope there won't be.
Yeah, yeah.
Cross our fingers.
The way things are going, it could be. But I bought a tent, and it's a really nice tent. It's one
like
that's
the
like...
the way he says tent.
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 They're called consonants. You should pronounce
consonants?
Them.
Consonants? I heard continents.
They're called continents.
Continents are... Name the seven continents. Go.
North America.
It's one.
South America.
Two.
Europe.
Three.
Africa.
Four.
Asia.
Five.
Antarctica.
Six. Are there only six?
And South Pole.
No.
I don't know what the South Pole is.
Australia.
Oh, yeah, Australia. Australia. Yeah,
I had six of the seven, at least.
I can't mock you because I totally forgot Australia existed, too.
Oh, good. Yes. The people good for the win. I know. Can't name the seven continents.
We don't need to. Who goes to Australia, mate?
Lots of people.
If you live in Australia and you listen to this show, I hate you.
I don't. Email us. And make Seth read it.
I'm not going to read it. I filter out anything that's not from America.
That's not true.
And flag it with communist.
Because Australia's a communist all of a sudden.
They are. They're a communist commune.
Anyway, continuing with your story.
I don't even remember where the point was.
You are going camping.
Oh, yeah. So since we're going camping at the end of May, which is actually just a month from now, shockingly, that kind of dawned on me.
I know, right?
I'm like, well, we need to get into shape. Especially me, because where Chris needs to lose like 15-20 pounds.
No. I mean, being able to walk up and down on the rocky surfaces, that's more than just, you know.
That's true. You got to get
a fat
in
person
shape.
And a skinny person is still gonna need.
Yes, yeah, like look at me. When we went
that.
To Colorado, even though I weigh 150 pounds more than Chris, I was able to walk, and she was in the car.
I got altitude sickness.
Yeah. That's what she's calling it.
Mm-hmm, that's what she's
saying. It's a real
thing. It's amazing how that altitude sickness went away when we went shopping or went to eat. It's incredible. It's only when
we're
up,
up in a mountain.
It's like, oh, taffy?
Altitude.
Smoke trail coming
really
up.
High gets worse.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Ignoring her. Continue.
The elk was at the same level, though.
No, it's
the
not.
The park was.
No, it's not. Yeah. When we climbed up that giant mountain, we were no longer at the same altitude.
That was an excusable one. Have I ever brought up the mountain? No.
Yeah.
I bring up the elk.
That was on the mountain.
No, that was not.
Yes, it was on the mountain.
I have photos.
Okay, can we disagree and disagree?
No, because I'm right.
The
okay,
elk
can,
was
can
right
we just,
by.
Can we just
that...
move on?
Yeah.
Just steamroll over to a new topic.
Then we didn't finish.
Okay, then finish this goddamn talk of it.
So, we're going to get into shape. I'm counting calories, and then Chris, because of her gimp leg, she has to start rehabbing probably... Well, she has her doctor's appointment tomorrow.
I thought you were
going to
start rehab last week.
Well, I have a doctor's
before.
Appointment tomorrow, and then on Wednesday, I have a physical therapy appointment to get off crutches.
Uh-huh.
And so after that one Wednesday, she's probably going to have her rehab.
Okay, so you better push yourself so in a month...
Well, I don't think she'll have to, like, walk very far next week, because it's not a trail, it's just...
It's a
Kansas.
Site.
But I want to go back to Colorado in August.
That'd be
and
fun.
Then she would need to be able to walk
but that's
properly.
Longer.
Yeah, you've got plenty
time.
Of time
yeah.
to build.
But you've we got
to
start now.
You've got the summer and you've got the prairie to work. Do you know, if anything, the prairie, like in the mid-heat, even though you're
going
to pussy out on that,
hey,
like, would help her with the whole like not being able to breathe because you're so damn hot. And like,
yes, that is very accurate.
I sound like an elk.
You can't be an elk because Chris isn't in the car looking at you through the window. You actually sound like a balloon being like expunged.
Really, if anything, I felt like an old man. Like, now that's something like a cow.
I can't wait to isolate these and put them with all the others. It's gonna be so awesome.
That's so green. Best thing ever.
Hello, hiya.
Anyway. So Chris has to do rehab if
yeah,
she ever
yeah,
wants
I would
to walk.
Expect that.
So I'm thinking, what better motivation could there possibly be
than a big vacation?
No, than her having to do it. Because half the problem is I never had someone who wanted to go with me.
Oh, that
like,
makes sense.
Like, you remember last year, I went like every day for like 2 or 3 months, and then when it gets hard, like it starts to get cold or it starts to get rainy, mm-hmm. it's harder to go out by yourself.
Absolutely.
So, and Chris was always in here, you know, sitting, not going, you know, she didn't feel good, or Castle was on, or she wanted to eat, you know, things like that. And
reasonable.
So now she has to go out.
She has to.
She has to. If she ever wants to walk again, and if she wants to date me,
walk.
She has to go. She has to walk.
She wants to continue her standard of living.
Yes, she has to walk. So I figured that's motivation, at least to get her out. So there you go. And then maybe by the time that she's good and we're good, maybe we can start running, and then we can involve you.
Apparently, I need to walk first. I'm not.
Well, then
no
you can come with us.
Okay, good.
Because we're just going after, we'll just go after work. You know, we'll either go, I'd like to go to the prairie, but we probably won't do that to start with because Chris's leg will have to take it easy. So we can just go to the track or, you know.
You can take me and I can be your Chris for a little while. I'll make sure to complain and lag behind.
Good.
Like, I don't like this.
Because I'd feel out of place if that didn't happen. I wouldn't understand my environment.
And Chris doesn't have to worry about you being around and bugging her.
Yeah, well, she could still bug me though because she'd be like, when
she's
coming
she's
home?
She'll probably text you. Yeah.
I need dinner. Something like that.
Bring me some food.
Yeah. Like, I want eggs. Wait, no, I want salad. No, I want a wrap.
I did change my mind like 3 times today. But
I heard
this
story.
No.
It's hard to decide.
No, I know. And then when you get somewhere, they're like, wait, that looks better.
Yeah, like salad sounded kind of good, but then I got to McDonald's and the wraps.
So that's like
better.
I bought salad and it went bad before I got to finish it. I'm like, damn it.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing. We're counting calories and we're going to do like trail-like exercises.
No, that's smart. I like that. I do want to be involved in that because I'm not like, I really enjoy going to the gym, but what's going to suck is I'm going to be by myself.
Yeah.
And I hate going to the gym by myself because I just feel like a dumb. Like,
yeah, I agree. I'm with
how
you.
Does this machine work now? Because I usually like Malia takes the lead and then she tells me how many reps to do after she gets it all set up. Like,
yeah.
Okay, let me.
Well, and we have this app that basically you put in your weight every day and it gives you a calorie goal. This is continents again. And you put in your calorie goal and it spits out how much you're supposed to eat every day. And
you
could say I want to lose half a pound a day or a full pound a week.
Yeah.
Or 2 pounds a week. And you can put it in, like, if you're sedentary, lightly active, or regular active. So I have in there sedentary because most of the day I sit. And then I have my weight put in there. And it tells me how much I can eat every day to lose weight. 2 pounds a week. And so and I did this probably for a couple months. I want to say probably 8 months ago. And it worked pretty well, but it's really hard to count calories if someone else isn't counting calories because you have to make dinners that aren't. You don't worry about calories because she doesn't need to. So we got to do it at the same time. That's
part
of the thing.
Our problem still is that our calorie counts are so different. We can't eat dinner together.
Because mine's basically double what hers is.
Yeah, I have 1,000 calories basically to eat a day. I have 1,016 calories to eat a day. So I have to have tiny amounts. So then like we can't really eat the same.
But the app is smart enough to say you can exercise, and that subtracts calories. So, like, if Chris could have 1,300 calories if she exercises for 300 calories.
I just can't right now.
She just can't exercise. So it's a little harder right now. But and every time you lose weight, your calorie count goes down a little bit.
Hopefully
so the gap only gets bigger. But
hopefully I'll be able to exercise soon, and that will alleviate some of my...
Yeah, but she thinks it's hard now, but I have double, but I want to get to closer where she is. So between now and, you know, the end of the... You know, about this
she
time next year when I hit
more until
hit
you guys
hit
the same level.
That's true.
You go together.
Well, that's what I have to try to tell her. She's like, I want to eat like you. And I'd be like, well, then you'd look like me. Like, that's the whole point. You eat like a fatty, you become a fatty. Like, normal skinny women only eat 1,000 calories a day. It's crazy. It is true.
It's not. Yeah.
I said normal skinny women. I called you fat.
I know.
Okay.
I'm aware. I was ignoring. I do that a lot.
Anyway,
I didn't notice.
So, so let's do that.
Okay.
And I feel like I could use this show, and I'm not going to make anyone do this, to hold me accountable. So, like, next week...
Oh, they will.
So, I know, like peer pressure is one of the greatest ways to get you to lose weight. Like, they have scales that tweet your weight every day. So, like, if you step on the scale and you gain 5 pounds, be like, ooh, I gained 5 pounds, and now all my followers know that.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like I could come on here next week and be like, I've lost 5 pounds. Since the last episode, because then I don't ever want to come on and be like, I gained 15 pounds since the last episode because all I ate was wings covered in butter. And I really look fat on the video. You know you're fat when your face can get totally flat. Except for your nose, and then your nose looks like a carrot.
Well, see, this is better than mine because my nose sticks out no matter what. It's just kind of like...
Yeah. Well, you know.
That's why I don't like certain angles of myself because my nose is so big.
Oh. What are you doing?
Hey, Seth.
Is that your skin?
Hey, Seth. Think it's time for a commercial break?
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, what's the... Do you want to have a weight goal or anything?
Yes. And my weight goal is pretty...
Like, I'm not... Like, how many pounds do you want to lose?
I really want to lose 5. 10.
Oh.
What's
oh,
5 goodness. Or 10?
What's that like?
Well, I mean, it's still a struggle.
I want to hear
considering,
about 5
considering,
pounds.
Like, okay, I'm just going to lay it all out there. I weigh 150 pounds right now.
Okay, that's pretty respectable for someone your height.
Yeah. Before, I mean, at one point I weighed 130. That was in high school, and then I quit sports, and I weighed 145.
Well, and your boobs grew in.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah.
Didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm. Those things weigh
anyway,
stuff.
So I'm pretty comfortable at 145. However, I'm not happy with the way I'm eating, and so I feel grosser, and then,
gotcha.
Like, because of that, like, I'm back up. And so, like, each week I've noticed it's like, oh, I'm at 146, yeah. 147. Like, well, okay, that's fine. I'll be back. And then all of a sudden it's like 150. And I'm like, okay, now I need to keep... My biggest thing is, like, I want to start with it now before it ends up, like, all of a sudden I'm 160. And I'm like, well,
yeah,
shoot, now I want to lose.
Nip it in the bud.
Exactly. Yeah. I want to be on top of it and be a little more proactive about
that's
it.
That's part of the reason I love that app so much is that when you count calories, like, there's lots of diets out there where you do carb diets. Like, you get rid of all carbs, you can have as much protein as you want. They're high calorie, but you can have as much protein as you want. I like the counting calories better because, like, tonight, like, because I have so much, I could have one of those monsters. And it's 400 calories, but I did it instead of a 400-calorie dinner. Yeah. So calories are calories, and then I had kind of a treat because I was exhausted and I needed some energy.
Yeah.
Whereas if I was on a no-carb diet, I would have to only have water.
Gross.
And a steak. I mean, that's what I would have to eat. No dressing on the steak, just a steak. Steak and a piece of lettuce. That's what I could eat tonight.
Yeah, I don't want that.
And those diets work, but you gain them back really fast. Where, and another reason a calorie counting diet is good, because after a while, you start to just know, I can eat this and this tonight, and it also shrinks your stomach at a normal rate, so you're actually, it gets easier because you get less hungry.
And I like that because then you're more aware, and like, if anything, it's really just, it's starting off with a portion control in general, which is what we need in life.
That's right.
Especially when, like, I was talking with someone the other day about how Wendy's was my example, but it's everywhere. It's universal. The fact that I got a small drink, and the small drink was...
Yeah, exactly.
The height,
yeah,
it was the height of this.
Yeah.
And it... Well, okay, about, like, there. And I was like, oh, that should be a medium or a large.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was growing up, that was the medium.
Yeah.
And then the small...
When I was growing up, that
was
that was the large. Yeah. I remember McDonald's cups that were that tall.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I mean, that's, and everyone complains about our society. It's like, that's what's wrong with our society.
Well,
we just portioned that.
Where was it?
Better.
I think it might have been Chicago, but we went to that museum. I think it was in Chicago. I can't remember another museum we went to where they did like food throughout history and they showed portions.
They did.
And, like, you would push a button, it would show a meal in the 50s and then a meal in 2000. And, like, no joke, like, they would show a hamburger that looked like a slider. And that was your hamburger in the 50s. And then today we have hamburgers that look like the Empire State Building.
10 times that size.
Yeah. I mean, they're delicious, but that's why we're fat.
But I mean, that's also the cause of a lot of our issues, too. It's just like with our health issues.
And it's a double-edged sword because even things back then, smaller, even if they were bigger, they don't have the preservatives or the chemicals or, you know, they're not sourced improperly. Like,
that's a whole different topic than when you get into that, because I feel like a lot of our kids are developing faster because of those hormones and things
could
that
be.
They're putting in their
absolutely.
Food. Because considering I know two, I think they're 11-year-olds too. Like, they're not even fifth graders. I think they're third graders that started their period. Like,
really?
Two girls in like the third
it's
grade
ridiculous.
Got
well,
their period. I'm just like, that's too young.
It's we market things so much as like, this is healthy or this is juice or whatever. We looked in one of my classes at how like kids' juices are. And it's
full of sugar.
Yeah, they're all sugar and like a Powerade. Sports people drink Powerades because LeBron James exercises so much more than that little kid playing basketball on the court.
Yeah.
He's getting his exercise he needs, but it's different than LeBron James.
Well, and even,
so, like,
even
a little
LeBron
kid
James
be
now
drinking Powerade.
I mean, Gatorade stopped promoting that type of stuff to athletes. They started giving them the little protein shakes.
Yeah.
Because athletes stopped drinking Gatorade. Because it's not good for you.
Because, like, we were talking about, like, the electrolytes in it. They market that as, like, oh, this is so great electrolytes. But you don't
they're bad for you if you have too many of them. It's just
and it's supposed to be used like more so after you've burned off all those calories or after you've lost stuff. Like it's supposed to replenish what you lose when you're active.
But people think of them like, oh, it's a sports drink, it's healthy for me.
No,
but you're not working out enough. If you go to the gym for 30 minutes and do whatever, you're not burning that amount of calories.
And that's something you learn from exercising and tracking your calories is how active you have to be to burn calories. Like I would walk 5 miles and burn 400 calories. Like that's a sandwich.
My biggest thing
was something healthy.
I went to the gym for the first time in like a month or so, I was telling you, and I ran on the elliptical for 35 minutes and I just barely burned 300 calories.
And the elliptical is one that burns more calories. Like even I have to go work out my knee, and when I did it, I went for about 10 minutes. I burned like 4 calories. And now, granted, I'm not going fast. Like, if you go faster, you burn more calories.
And there's no resistance also. Yeah. Which has something to do with it. Yeah, that makes it. Still, 4 calories. I mean, that's nothing.
Yeah. Exactly. Because I realized, like, when I got home, I was just like, well, what I ate for lunch, I was like, this is essentially what I just burned off.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that's great.
And that's why I like counting calories, because it really puts that in perspective. You can, you know, you can have a big lunch and then no dinner. Or, I mean, it gives you a lot of flexibility, and and it makes you really aware of what you're putting into your body.
And it really makes you aware of, like, choices. Like, if I have this for lunch, I need to eat a very small dinner or something. Yeah. Like,
and at the same time, it doesn't limit you from, like, eating chocolate.
Right, like, if
eating a monster.
You really feel like you need chocolate, then you can eat enough that you don't, like, go crazy.
And that's, I mean, there's nothing bad with having a chocolate or having
everything, a monster. Everything is about your portions.
That's right. And it's everything about moderation. That's exactly what diet is. It's moderating your food.
Like peanut butter, everyone thinks is good for you, but it has just,
Well, yeah, Chris had Nutella for a while.
So much.
Well,
like it's
one
this
thing
has
I will
180
say about
calories.
One thing I will say about peanut butter is it does keep you full a little bit longer than some things. So if you do choose to have that as a bigger part of your lunch, like, oh, I'm going to eat a small lunch, but it has peanut butter, so maybe it's a little bit
more.
That's
right. Well, and that's why a no-carb diet is another drawback of it, is that like bread is great for filling your stomach because it absorbs moisture.
And you need a lot of carbs to burn energy.
Absolutely. Like carbs aren't bad for you.
No, I mean, it's all in moderation.
That's right. And in a no-carb diet, you never get any grain. And it's hard to fill full off a steak.
Oh,
which,
let's add in these pinto beans. I don't know. There's beans have a lot of...
Well, it's like Chipotle is a great example of everyone thinks that it's healthy, but it's not. It's not healthy.
How would you even think that?
I mean, a burrito is 1,000 calories.
Those burritos are huge.
And I mean, anything that's based solely off rice is unhealthy for you. If you go to Chipotle and you get a bowl, so no tortilla and no rice and no beans, and you get like double meat, you can have beans. Beans are okay.
I would do the beans.
But no rice. Beans, double meat, and then you get no sour cream, but you put guac on it. That's a pretty healthy meal. But like,
there's nothing in it.
That's right. It's not very filling.
No.
And that's something you realize when you're counting calories, is that you can have anything you want. It's the amount you're having. Yeah. That's really what it is. If you want a foot long sandwich, get a 6-inch. You can still have your sandwiches. Get a 6-inch.
That's what I need.
And sure, you're going to be hungry.
Like, if I get a foot long, I always end up eating both.
Right. And
so do
even
I. If you say you like, well, I get a foot long and I'll eat the next half.
Yeah,
I always say that, and I never do
that the other day, but just getting felt full. I mean, it had nothing to do with anything. I just felt full.
I know. And like, but my biggest issue is I usually want like 6, and then I want like half of the other sub. So I want like...
You're like 3/4 of a foot.
Yeah, because like if I get the 6, like I'm not hungry. But if I eat all both sides, I'm like, oh my God, I feel
well,
gross.
And then the next day you have 1/4 of it and you're like, that's not going to fill me up. So then you have 1/4 sub and then
that
a regular size lunch.
I feel obligated to eat it because I'm like, this is a pointless.
Yeah, or it's like it's going to go to waste. No one's going to eat this
stuff. This is pointless, yeah.
So me and Chris started this on Monday. Monday was our first day. We went ham over the weekend.
Yeah, we had umi.
We had our last meals. So I had a big bucket of wings, and Chris ate.
I had popcorn.
Chris ate every kernel of corn on the planet.
I don't blame you.
And that's what we had. And then on Monday morning, we woke up, and we have tea and coffee and water, which are all calorie free throughout the day, and have count our calories during lunch and count our calories for dinner. And we're not exercising yet, but we don't really need to. To lose weight.
You start there, you'll still lose weight.
And it accelerates
it. And when you add in the exercises, it'll just... Add to it.
So we'll I'll definitely myself keep you informed of how I'm doing, because it's good. It's almost therapy. You know, it's motivation to keep you
and
going.
And it's good because then you say it out loud and you have to.
Yeah.
You're
right.
Like, crap.
That's right.
And next week, by this time next week, I will be able to walk.
She's lies.
Well,
next
maybe.
Next time it will happen.
Probably.
Hopefully. They said on Wednesday that I should be able, they're going to try and get me off crutches.
Yay!
Yeah, I bet you'll still need them for some things.
I think so, too. I think, like,
you haven't used your leg in six weeks.
Well, that's why I'm going to talk to my doctor tomorrow about asking, like, if Monday and Tuesday I can slowly try and put some weight on it so it's not as big of a shock on Wednesday.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the rehab for it, I don't know how extensive it's going to be. Maybe it'll be easy because it wasn't a big, extensive surgery, so that might make
I know they said they're going to work on some balance things and stuff like that,
Yeah, I mean,
too.
I just imagine the hardest thing is going to be walking again.
Yeah, and I mean, but I see, like, if you guys just walk, like, I mean, once you're able to, is just kind of, like, put in a little extra, just, like, walk to the street and back, like, little things.
Yeah.
Yep. And then if you want to go to the prairie with me.
Absolutely. Everyone keeps going without me. And I was like, I've not been to the prairie.
I would love to go. The only reason I'm not going now, I would never go on a Wednesday because we have shows. But the only reason I wouldn't go tomorrow is because no one's going with me.
No, I'll go with you. Just call me up.
So, yeah, I think
I'm going to
the
prairie right now. Let's roll.
All right. Should we take a break?
I think it's time.
Okay. We'll take a break and we will be right back.
Bye.
This is life.
He gained a stray cat.
Welcome back to life. Segment 2 is brought to you by my favorite place on earth.
Amazon.com.
Amazon.com.
Woohoo.
You have,
how did I know?
You have no idea. Because, first of all, camping equipment is very expensive. Backpack, learn this. $200. Tent, $400. Outlandish. And then you got to buy all the crap to fill it, which is even more expensive.
Yeah.
Amazon is a lifesaver because I got like a $200 backpack. For $80, I got a $400 tent for $300. That's still expensive, but it's better. And Amazon.com has everything for, you know, Mother's Day, which is coming up, all the holidays that are coming up, graduations that are coming up.
Yeah!
And it's cheaper than everywhere else online. They actually do online price matching, and it's free shipping on orders over like $20 or something. It's ridiculous. So go to Amazon.com through the link on the homepage of Duo.com, DEWOH.com, or you can use a search bar right on Duo.com/Amazon and search for everything you normally would, only through Duo, and we get a little bit of credit. So thanks for that. Oh, also to that dude who bought a $600 computer on Amazon today, thank you.
Nice.
Appreciate that.
I need a new computer. We like it.
Maybe he bought it for you?
Oh,
you gotta get yourself a Mac like this. I mean,
not that.
This wasn't that much.
I don't want that one. That
Why
one's
not?
A piece of crap.
This is the best computer ever.
That
How
one. I said
you?
That one specifically is a piece of crap.
No, this is. Well, I haven't had it long enough for it to become tainted.
Oh, never mind. I thought that was still Chris's. Never mind.
No.
My laptop is awesome.
No, I meant your old one.
Oh,
that one's
my,
a piece of crap.
That one
no.
is a piece of crap.
We
sold
that
together.
One.
We sold that. Yeah. We sold
$89.
$84.
High five. Yeah. And he stole it, and I don't get to see it, and it's my computer.
And then I
she gave it to me.
Have a new one.
She gave it to me.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
What you give, you shall not take.
She's the biggest Indian giver ever.
That's okay.
I'm just saying, maybe we should have used it for something we could both enjoy.
He used it for this. Don't you both enjoy this?
Yeah,
I love what you both said. No,
I have a password on it. She doesn't even know. So.
Yeah, I tried to turn on because our Apple TV runs off our iTunes. So I wanted to watch TV the other day, and I couldn't type in his password. I was too lazy to get back up and unplug the cord to do it through his iMac.
What? It's not like I like bacon.
Nope.
I don't know what it is, and it's not one of our normal ones. So.
Cessna.
Yeah. Cessna rules. That's what it is. You caught me, but rules is spelled with a Z, so no one's gonna guess it. Anyway, so Katrina said that she wanted to talk about some stuff during this segment, so...
I did? No, I didn't.
You didn't?
I said next break.
Next break.
I said next break.
Oh, you mean you want to just talk to me?
Yes.
Then, yeah, but I mean...
Oh.
We can... I mean, I still have stuff to talk about. I mean, my future...
Well, yeah, but you don't want to talk about graduation on the air?
Well, no, that was just more about, like, my party.
You didn't want to talk about Mark's herpes outbreak on the air?
No.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to bring that up. I'll edit that out. Actually, what I'll do is I'll decrease the volume of the entire show and leave that part at normal volume so it sounds really loud.
All I said was, I hate you. I hate you. Crazy Horse is coming to get you.
Seriously, I just turned off the screensaver and I happened to click to do it and it played the horse noise. That's a sign. I'm going to put it now on another random one. Ow. Anyway, so, okay, well, then if you don't want to talk about that stuff on the air because it's private.
No,
or whatever,
that's not it. It's just I was going to talk about how, like, I'm not really having any parties. Like, I don't really know what I'm going to do yet.
Is that custom?
What? That was the chair.
That's the chair.
I feel like there's wind happening in my head. Seriously, listen. Okay, it's not there.
It was Katrina moving in her chair.
It wasn't, because I kind of still hear it. Anyway, so, is that customary to have parties for graduation?
Yes, because that's where you get money to help you pay off your student loans.
Your family has to have a party to do that?
My parents aren't paying off my student loans.
No, I mean to give you money.
Well, I mean, not necessarily, but it's nice because, I mean, I send out all my invitations and I don't expect anyone to come because my actual graduation ceremony, one, is boring. It's 2 hours. It's long. I don't want anyone to go through that. I have to go through that. I mean, not going to push that on you. And it's at 8:30 in the morning. Like, come on, people. It's 8:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
I know. My mom found
That's
out. She's
awful.
Like, 8:30? Like, that means we have to leave by 7. I was like, no, Mom, you have to leave earlier.
Oh, yeah,
that.
Because parking and getting in there.
Exactly.
And
just be grateful they don't have to find a hotel. My parents, when they tried to come for Kate's graduation, they probably booked, like, I mean, quite a few months in advance.
Yeah, it goes.
And they
it
couldn't
goes
find anywhere except for Abilene. Abilene was the closest place they could find, and luckily one
which is
room,
like 45 minutes away from here.
Yeah, one room opened up in town, and they like snatched it up and just had it.
I know Malia's parents are staying in Topeka.
My parents are like, we're making your graduation ones like way in advance as soon as they'll let us.
Yeah,
and so and then like I've got a lot of family who like will. Hold on, two things. One is I have a lot of family who are busy during graduation season. Like, I get that. Two is I have a lot, like, my mom's side of the family all lives down, like, by Oklahoma area. So I'm like, I'm not going to force them to all come up for that when it's, choice words. Since it's ridiculous traffic in Manhattan anyway, like, why add another 50 people to it? Because all of my cousins are going to bring their own vehicle. And so, like, only one of them would bring a camper, but even that's a ridiculous amount of money.
I've got a tent
out.
If anyone wants to stay in it.
And so, it's just not feasible to do that. And so, I was trying to figure out when to have a party. And so, I haven't decided yet. On my mom's side, I'm going to have it, like, the weekend or day before my cousin gets married. But it's a cousin I don't like.
Yeah, and so, forget him.
And it's a cousin. I found out he has Facebook, and I added him on Facebook over a week ago, and he still hasn't responded.
Maybe he doesn't
check.
But
he updated his status.
Awkward.
He updated his status, but ignored my... But I'm just like, whatever, I didn't like you anyway. But yeah. So, anyway, so that party is going to be... That party is going to be, like, June... Not June 1st, that's when my cousin's getting married, but, like, that weekend.
Gotcha. How many weeks is it till you graduate? Like, 3?
You graduate on May 18th. Right?
I see you're counting it down and you're
I don't pay attention. I don't care that much. I care that I graduate. I'm like, oh my god, 33 days. Like, I don't have a count because I'm not actually going to class. And most people are like, oh, I've got 33 days of class. I'm just like,
Yeah, it's just over. Yeah.
I have to remember I forgot to do my online class. Like, thankfully it's just listening to a bunch of lectures and taking a quiz by Sunday. But I'm like, shoot, I haven't listened
to
those
lectures.
You
have to do it, yeah.
Oopsie, wrong button. We have
the app called Calendar.
1, 2, 3 weeks and 3 days.
Gotcha. Yay. And then, you're a real girl.
Mm-hmm.
You have a degree and everything, and you can go out in the world.
The world is my oyster.
Get a job. There's an intern at work who is graduating, also coming up, and like she says she's sent out like 300 applications and gotten like 3 callbacks.
Yeah, my brother just texted me, and he's like, have you sent out very many applications? And I'm just like,
yeah.
I've barely even looked for
it. Like, that's just, I mean, I don't have a degree. So it blows my mind when I see people who put in the effort to get a degree and who are smart or good at what they do, which is really what matters, and then they can't get a job. She said that, like, everyone wants 3 to 5 years experience. Mm-hmm. They don't care about the degree because they want
experience.
That's just crazy.
My biggest thing is I'm not very worried about me finding a place to work. It's just a matter of me finding a place to work
that's nearby
in or near Manhattan.
Yeah.
Because, like, I really thought about, like, commuting to Topeka, and then I drove to Topeka the other day, and I realized, crap, I-70 always flipping has road construction on it.
That's true.
Every single time. I'm like, I can't deal with road construction every single day of my life.
Yeah.
Or even for the next 10 months.
I could see that and being so, very annoying.
But I don't want to live in Topeka. But anyway, I also know with my degree that there's a high turnover rate. It's just a matter of then if I want to go into something with child welfare just to broaden my horizons, just to see if I like it or if I want to go anywhere else.
Yeah.
I know the emergency shelter is hiring, but I'm just like, I don't really want to deal with it.
Do you ever think that maybe you should fake an injury and just go on welfare?
I mean, it's a high possibility. Yeah. However, did you know that when you file for disability income, you're almost guaranteed to be denied the first time?
Aww.
And you're half as likely to be denied a second time.
Well, the third time's a charm.
And I think that that's just to deter people who are like, oh, I'm just going to sign up for disability and get it. And if anything, that's logical. However, it's painful because I've heard that it's like a 4-hour process.
Yeah.
To like fill out the paperwork.
And
you have to reapply every year.
What?
You have to like redo your paperwork.
Well,
every
I guess
year,
that makes sense.
Out.
Yeah.
It makes sense, but at the same time, it's tedious. Like, oh my. And you have to remember.
Well, you don't have anything else to do.
And you have to remember to do that? Like, geez.
If only there were things called calendars. We could write things down.
But anyway.
Yeah.
As for my future plans, as we all know, ideally, I would like to stay in Manhattan because I really want to still do this show and stay around a few people I know. I don't want to just uproot myself altogether. And
well,
then.
All you got left.
I know.
It's just us.
Isn't that so sad?
I know. It's not sad because you don't have any friends left. It's sad because we're the only ones left.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it's sad.
It's sad.
Yeah, it's just,
and then,
it's just me.
I don't know. If things continue as they are with Marky Mark, as he's been called by several people now.
He's Mark Wahlberg. Katrina is dating Mark Wahlberg.
I wish.
Yeah, you should go home and tell him, like, I wish you were Mark Wahlberg.
He knows. He knows. And he gets mad.
Chris wishes I was a black person, so.
Don't we all?
I do, too, actually. That'd be pretty awesome, dog.
But if things continue, then I might move up there. We've talked a little bit about like making St. Louis a middle ground or seeing what the world has in store, but he still has to go back to school, and then I want my master's.
What do you mean he has to go back to school?
Like, because he's getting out of the military, and even though he's a medic in the military, it only puts him so far that if you wanted to get, like, a EMT, he would still have to take like a few credits.
So how old is he?
He's same age as me.
22. Gotcha. Well, that's young enough to still go back to school.
And it's not like, and he doesn't have to do.
For some reason, I always think the dudes you date are like near 30.
They usually, I mean, most of them were a lot older than me. They were like.
John wasn't.
He doesn't count.
TJ wasn't.
TJ was. He was 2 years older than me.
That's not that much, though. 2 years.
No, but I mean, they all were like, I was 20 and they were all usually 23, 24.
Yeah.
So that's why.
I guess that makes sense.
So they're all closer to your age than anything.
Yeah. I don't know. No, if he's 2 years older than you, he's, well, yeah, I guess he is 2 years younger than me. But I feel so much older, so.
Anyway, and so.
I wish I was 20 again.
And then he also has a lot of his family is involved with, like, the Michigan State Police.
Gotcha.
So he could easily just, like, put them down as references, and he would ultimately like to go to, like, the academy and become a cop.
Become a cop, man.
But he would be a Michigan State cop because it would be better and safer and easier and.
Like Michigan, the state, or Michigan State University cop?
Michigan, the state.
Okay, so he'd be a state trooper for Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be wrestling Wolverines.
He would get paid more, and because he knows that he doesn't really want to deal with sketchy Detroit.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
you just get on the highway and pull people over who are traveling, you know?
Mm-hmm, yeah. And so, but, I mean, that's a year away, and I'm over the whole planning my future, and I'm over the whole, like, oh, this is going to work like this, and I'm taking it one day at a time.
Just go with the flow.
Yeah, but, I mean, I can't help but think of the fact that I don't want to, my lease ends up in August. I don't really want to sign another lease that goes until August and then be stuck in my place I want to move to Michigan come February,
That makes a lot of sense, because places usually won't let you get anything, like, shorter than a year, especially the first year. You're there.
And then, granted, I'd have to go through, like, a subleaser over the summer, but then that usually costs money, and then, like, I'm still screwed if, like, I'm not there, and then I get screwed out of my deposit. So, as a thought, I'm probably going to move in with my aunt and my uncle.
Who live where?
They used to live in town.
Okay.
And now they live just outside of town.
Okay, they live in Manhattan.
They live 10 minutes, yeah. They live in a, they have a house and, like, some land, like, some acreage.
Gotcha. Well, that's nice.
It is nice.
Yeah.
And I don't have to worry about,
We can put our tent out there.
I would. You could. You could practice.
Yeah.
And I mean, I would pay them rent, but essentially, like, I'm over the whole roommate thing, and I'm tired of people who aren't clean and blah 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 blah. And then I don't have to worry about, like, sticking my dog in a small apartment again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then my...
Well, you had plenty of room to walk around and do
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. And my aunt and uncle promised my cousins, who are... Josh will be a sophomore and Colin will be in third grade next year. A dog, and this way it'll give them practice with the dog. And I'm like, you take care of my dog.
And if you moved, you could just give the dog to them.
No.
Yeah.
And so...
Because that dog's the devil. And you don't love
it. You missed my joke, though, how they're going to take care of it, though.
Yeah, I know. I heard... I didn't think it was a joke. That's why I didn't laugh, because it's truth.
And so, and then my aunt doesn't have to worry about finding a dog for a little while. She can postpone it.
Yeah, it's a win-win, and then she can take that dog.
No.
Because, you know.
The only downside is I would have to talk with them very seriously about it, as well as kind of be like, okay, if Mark, like, if I move in here come August, if Mark's still around, like, the rules that they would feel comfortable with, like, you know, like, maybe they won't feel comfortable. Like, they've met him.
Yeah.
And, I mean, can't say they like him, because they've only seen him at church a couple times and talked to him a couple times.
But he goes to church.
He does go to church.
John never went to no church.
He goes to church every Sunday. He's there more than I am.
Yeah. Well, you met him at Bible study, so.
That's true. And he goes more than I do.
Yeah.
I went for the first time last night.
I can't believe he's dating a heathen like you.
I know. I think the same thing. Like,
are you sure you want him to meet me? Because if he sees your friends...
He's met Malia. Come on. How much worse can it get?
I don't know. You spent nights with both me and Malia. Who's worse? When the liquor starts flowing.
Well, I don't have to take care of you. She does.
Okay.
But anyway.
But who says worse things?
I'm going to have to get back to you on that one. Okay. They're both pretty bad.
Me and Malia should have a contest someday.
However, it would be very interesting to play the whole Never Have I Ever game. With Mark.
Didn't I play that with Colby?
You played
third,
that with...
Third question, I forgot what I was doing.
We've played this several times, and then with Colby, you were too far gone to play the game when you started it.
Yeah, that's not a fun game for me, because I've done just about everything, unless it's drugs. Yeah. Never have I ever done drugs. Drink.
Puff the magic dragon.
Anyway.
But yeah, so those are kind of my... So those are ideas, really. Like, I don't know what's going to happen.
3 months from now, where do you envision yourself? I know you said that you don't plan for the future anymore, but now I'm making you.
Okay, 3 months, that'll be roughly August.
Yes.
Roughly August. I will have a job.
Okay.
Hopefully in Manhattan.
Okay.
I will finally be kicking certain people to the curb.
Okay.
And moving in with my aunt and washing my hands of all the drama. And then still spending time here with you.
Okay.
Doing the show, of course.
One day a week. For two hours.
One day a week. 2 hours.
All right. Well, cool.
Yay.
Well, so maybe episode 50 won't be your last episode.
Maybe.
Hopefully. Cross your fingers I find a decent job in
maybe what
I
we
will
do
sit in the state of Manhattan.
Is we do episode 46, 47, 48, and 49, and we go on infinite hiatus until your last show, and then we do episode 50 and end.
Yeah, come August as I'm moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is my last show. I'm moving. And then the next episode, psych, I moved across town.
Well, you said it's 3 weeks and 3 days, so that's episode 46, 47, 48, graduation, and then 49, 50. Mm-hmm. So it's right around there.
If anything, ideas. If anything, I can move into my uncle early and then...
What day is your graduation again?
The 18th.
Oh, I'll be out of town.
Like hell you will.
No,
why you better.
I will be.
18th?
The 17th through the 19th is our camping trip.
Oh, like hell.
It is.
That's okay. I didn't really. I'm not having a party, so it doesn't really matter. However,
and I'm at Lake Milford, so I could come back.
I've had a lot of people ask me. They're just like, "Oh, are you doing anything?" And I'm just like, I don't know what to do.
We could always do something like
and
a
like,
different.
About
we all know Malia is going to do something,
and
so just piggyback on her.
Just having. I mean, that's kind of partially my plan because I know my parents are going to be there, and they want to meet her parents, and blah blah blah. And she's going to have a lot of family. However, like I would kind of like to do a little soirée for like my college friends. Like,
yeah,
hey,
sure.
Come hang out. But I don't know when to do that.
Yeah,
like, maybe I should just do it during Dead Week.
Would you do
sometime.
It at your house, or would you go to the Ville and do something?
Well, I mean, ultimately, I don't know. I'd like to do something at my house where I can actually say hi to people and hang out with them, but at the same time, like, I don't want it to be, like,
come over and pay attention to me type
or even thing. Or even just like come over and then like there's like I get one person at a time and then it's yeah. just kinda like a one-on-one and like like I kind of want it to be kind of a party like yeah. a mingling situation but I don't want to just have everyone this be getting
is,
drunk.
This is why I did not have a party for my high school graduation. All my friends had a party and I was like screw it, it's too complicated to fit in a party for me with everyone else.
I had
a party for high school but that's I just expected my fellow graduates not to be there and then like other high school friends usually they party hop anyway but yeah. I had a lot of family for that but, like, so that was the point of it.
My family didn't come out for my graduation because they live so far away.
That makes sense.
So all my friends were also graduating.
Lame. I
went to literally like five parties every day for the whole weekend.
Yeah, and there's one friend of mine who graduated the same class I did and she didn't have a party. So it was just me. And I got yeah. I got $40 from my parents. That's how I rolled.
Really?
Yeah. And Sarah,
I made a lot of money.
Sarah,
my
ex-wife, in her shining moment, made me a cake.
Aww.
Shaped like an iPod that tasted like an apple.
That's really cool.
It was my idea, but she did it. So
that's really cool, though.
Like, bonus points.
Took me a second to realize why Apple. I was like, why Apple? Oh,
yeah, because it's an iPod. It's clever, right?
That is pretty clever.
I know.
But anyway, fun fact, because I just remembered it. So, your friend.
Your friend.
My friend.
One of
who, you? Because that's the only
it's
one.
It's not Grace.
Sydney.
Nope, it's Grace.
Nope, it's Grace.
Took me a second because I forgot the other one's names. So I was like,
one's wearing the bathrobe, one's fat.
Well, I don't know which one was which because everyone you saw them and I didn't really see them. But anyway, I'm pretty sure it was Grace.
Was she in a bathrobe?
No, she was
okay, then it had to be Grace.
Which is why I couldn't recognize her. But no, because yeah. she had the brownish hair versus like the lightish
yes,
red
Grace.
Hair.
Yeah,
that's
the red haired one's the one that's always in a bathrobe, and Grace is the one that's
well,
dressed
this,
normal.
At this particular point in her life, she was not in a bathrobe.
No, Grace doesn't wear the bathrobe.
She
would,
wears
she would
bathrobe.
Never be in a Sydney is the one who wears the bathrobe.
Okay, fine.
Grace is the one that irons in high heels.
Yeah, so it's the fact
okay,
that you
the
saw
one
her,
high heels.
You saw her out of the bathrobe means that she has to be Grace because Sydney's never not in a bathrobe.
Okay, so either way it's Grace.
Yes.
Yes.
Either way.
Yeah.
I saw her today. It was weird.
Where did you see her?
That was the longest build-up for this short.
That's usually
and you said quick fun fact. So, like, you knew it was going to be short. But it was just, so,
I saw Sydney the other day awkwardly in the bathroom.
Ew.
And she was in a bathrobe.
Go figure.
Yeah,
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I saw her at the rec today, and she was working the quick
She's
shop.
Probably
the, like, sports drink
shop.
Oh, yeah.
Quick Cats?
Yeah, she worked
at Quick Cats. It wasn't Quick Snacks. It was at the Rex. I know. Quick Cats. It was at the Rex. So it was like the juice spot. It was because they have one of those now,
yeah.
The juice bar.
Oh, wow. Fancy.
And she was there sipping on a drink. I'm like, really?
Gin and
got
juice.
Got nothing better to do?
Sipping on a
that's
gin
what,
and juice.
That's what I would do.
Yeah,
but anyway.
I saw Sydney and I was on crutches, obviously. And so she stared at me and like awkwardly opened the door and was like,
should have been like, Seth pushed me down some stairs. No big deal.
Seth beat me.
And then I saw Lindsay the other day, and she had a normal conversation
I
with
don't
me.
Know who that is.
Yeah, because
well, no one knows who these people are. The three of us are the only
you know
people.
Well, I know who two of them are. I didn't know who that one was.
Lindsay is Quiznos girl.
I meant the listeners. You know, the hundreds of thousands of
okay,
people that hear this episode.
The people she went to high school with, and we claim them to be her friends, even though they're not.
Yeah,
they're
one wears a bathrobe, one's fat, and then one's worked at Quiznos, made me and Colby lots of sandwiches. Small world.
And I have no idea who that one is.
Yeah. You've never met her.
But yeah, so that's my fun story.
All right. Can we take a break?
Yes.
All right. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back. And since it's actually good, we did lots of talking on this episode. Everyone should be
very
happy.
I know. You know why? Because I had coffee.
I get lots of feedback that say, like, you should do less stories and talk more because we like it when you do talk shows. Well, you know what?
We are talk radio.
You got your wish. And now we're coming back, and we're going to read lots of stories. So
then,
we'll be back in 10 minutes. Or,
goodbye.
Or if you're listening not live, we'll be back right now.
This is Life.
Welcome back to the awkwardly exact same intro I played the last time. But I like this song, so...
Is this from Into the Wild?
No. This is Jack White.
Right. It sounds like the song from Into the Wild.
Well, it's not.
Well, it sounds like it. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Guess what?
Segment 3 is brought to us.
Here's the mail and never feels it makes me want to run with when it comes over to my world. Duo Shop.
Let's see. She's right.
Duo Shop.
So talk about it.
Okay, so on the Duo Shop, each month we bring on new retail, which will be coming next week.
It will be.
which you can get hoods.
That's what I need to do.
You can get hoods. You can get shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, which is the same thing as
hoodies. Let me teach you something about
scarves, advertising.
Sweats. When things for the summer come out, you don't usually talk about hoodies.
I know, but I always like hoodies. Okay, you can get tank tops and t-shirts.
A lot of t-shirts coming out for May. A lot of t-shirts.
And we still have some pretty sweet tank top stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
Yeah, and we'll make some more of those.
What about shorts?
Some rain jackets.
You gonna make some shorts?
We could probably make some shorts.
I mean, it seems logical.
You can't do a lot with shorts. Mm-hmm. It's not a lot of area really to build with,
right,
you know? So, yeah, I
could. You do it on the corner.
I could do, like,
Juicy
Duo or something.
Instead of, like, a Nike swoosh, you could do the Duo emblem.
Yeah, and I could. I mean, that would be fine. It's fine. You could do that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And then have Duo on the butt like a skank.
And where do you go to do all this stuff?
At duo.com/shop.
DEWOH.com/shop. That's right.
Hey, at least I got the
address
right.
Thank you,
Katrina. You're welcome.
I'm happy that you got the address right. So,
if you're happy and you know what good brings.
Let's talk about this.
Let's talk about chicks, man.
One of the most surprising and high-profile transfer decisions. I should say this.
No.
A well-respected sports outlet called CBS Sports. Okay. This is why it hurts so bad. CBS Sports. One of the more surprising and high-profile transfer decisions of this college basketball offseason sprouted up or went down Monday night. Angel Rodriguez, a sophomore point guard who became a vital part of Kansas State's 27-8 season, will seek transfer. He'll be coveted by plenty of teams looking for a two-year solution at the one. Rodriguez wants out because he's looking to be closer to his family, according to the school's release of the news. Here is Angel Rodriguez's quote. It's important that everyone understands that this was a really difficult decision. But I have really enjoyed my time here, and this decision was based entirely on my family and has nothing to do with Kansas State basketball or the coaching staff. It's unfortunate that year after the year we had, but I feel right now is just the best thing for me and my family. Whether it's the right choice or not, family has always been first with me. Yeah. Bruce Weber's quoted saying, after multiple conversations, Angel feels an obligation to be closer to his family. His mother is raising his two-year-old brothers. I'm sorry. I'm reading this all wrong. I should be reading it like this. After multiple conversations, Angel feels an obligation to be closer to his family. His mother is raising his two young brothers up by herself, and I'm in a poop-colored suit. And it's San Juan, and he just wants to be able to see them more often.
San Juan?
And stop seeing me in my poop-colored suit. Yeah, that's in Puerto Rico. San Juan.
Okay, the reason I say
that... Or you might say it is San Juan. I don't know, because
I don't say that.
How do you say it, then?
San Juan.
Okay. So, here's where the hurtful CBS Sports, well-respected...
Not.
...article begins. Barring an unforeseeable waiver to allow immediate play, Rodriguez will sit the requisite season and surface again in 2014 to 2015.
So, his senior... He's going to... You know, of course, he's going to be benched for a year, and then...
Yep.
Play his senior year.
The more immediate slash bigger question becomes, but what about Weber and his Wildcats? The former Illinois coach did well with Martin's guys last year. I'd say he exceeded expectations in getting KSU to play as well as it did and winning its first Big 12 title for KSU in decades. Though that upset loss to number 13 LaSalle in the NCAA tournament does stick out and sting.
Yeah, everyone had a lot of upsets. There was a lot of upsets this year.
Yeah,
there
but
always
it was
is.
An upset because he couldn't call a timeout at the correct moment.
In anyway, his previous sophomore showings as a head coach, Weber went 20-13 at Southern Illinois, making the NIT, and 37-2 at Illinois, making the national title game and losing to UNC in 05. He probably won't be topping those. Now, we have, in italics, have to expect a dip from the Wildcats, one that will mimic the downturn the Big 12 will collectively take next season. The league will have a weakened Kansas team, a weakened Iowa State team, a weakened Baylor bunch. Really, the only group that comes back with more force and inflated hopes are the Oklahoma State Cowpokes, who are bolstered by, in my opinion, the most surprising decision of the offseason in Marcus Smart bypassing a top 10 pick to play sophomore ball in Stillwater. K-State loses Rodriguez, seniors Rodney Magruder, the team's best player last season, Jordan Enriquez, and Martavius Irving. Will Spradlin, boo, and Shane Southwell will become the shoulders of the group. The team has three scholarships available for next season. Can Weber fill those positions with players able to keep KSU as a viable NCAA tournament team? I don't think so. Weber, who has only had one season below 500 in his 15 years as a head coach, could get number two below the bar next year. What Kansas State basketball now faces is being truly irrelevant for the first time in years, something that could be commonplace in Manhattan. And if it's not, chances are Weber will have pulled off the second greatest coaching season of his career, second only to that 05 championship run. With no Rodriguez or big-time recruiting class, if Weber can coach this group to the NCAA tournament, he'll have proved K-State right for hiring him in the first place. So CBS Sports say that we will be completely irrelevant and
we will be
incredibly lucky to even make the tournament.
We will
next
year. Be. I agree. We lost Rodriguez. We lost Adrian Diaz. And we lost Michael Orris. And we lost...
See, that's what they're not reporting on. It's like, I haven't heard any... Like, you've told me this, but I didn't hear about Orris or Diaz at all. And that's what they need to know.
Yeah.
That's what I want to know is where are they going?
Well, Adrian Diaz said the same thing. He wants to be closer to his family.
No college student is going to come out, though, still has a career that young, both sophomores, and say, I quit because I didn't like my coach. Because no other coach is going to look at that and say, oh, I want to coach him because he has respect for authority. So every single player is going to use the same excuse. I moved to be closer to family.
And of course, they're able to use that quietly because they're not as big. But Orris isn't, where's Orris from, though?
Illinois, home of Bruce Weber.
Exactly. So, Orris clearly isn't moving to be closer to home.
No, I don't know why Orris moved. Adrian Diaz has a son, and he already left his son. So I mean, maybe he's moving closer to get... But, I feel like if he'd already committed to doing that...
Yeah, he's already been
here. He'd thought through it.
This is his first year here, though, isn't it? Diaz?
No, it's his second.
It's his second.
I didn't remember him last year at all.
It's his second year. Yeah, he came with Gibson. Frank Martin's recruiting class last year was Gibson, Diaz, and Angel. Was his recruiting class.
And they
class.
Were a good recruiting class.
I mean, oh, absolutely.
Angel and Gibson. Diaz is...
This year's recruiting class was...
I like Johnson.
Orris and Johnson.
And Johnson.
And
next
Orris
year's,
is leaving.
Next year's recruiting class are three recruits who are in the 80s in the rank. So put that in perspective, Beasley was a 98. Poland was a 95. Our best guy next year is an 87.
At least it's 87 versus 80.
Well, and we got Spradling as going to be our main leader.
My biggest thing
Southwell.
Is going to be Southwell.
Okay, so there's no hope for us because... One, we lost Magruder. You don't like him, but I still like him. He was strong.
I didn't mind Magruder. I didn't like his personality, but as a player, he was okay.
Well, yeah. Martavius Irving, which he's not strong, but he's still pretty. He's pretty. He's a quality player.
And I like Martavius Irving.
I love Irving and Magruder, obviously. Diaz, I really liked him as an up and coming. He looked like he had more going for himself than J.O. I hated J.O. But as a fun fact, my roommate saw this on Twitter and texted me and was joking about it. Says J.O. has a picture of him dunking the ball. It's greatest shot blocker in K-State history. And it's what does that say about us?
He posted that, yeah.
Well, and he's not blocking a shot. He's dunking. So,
I know.
When
it's
you
really...
pick a picture, why are you...
That's because... And he's so full of himself. He's so dumb. I hate this kid. But he's tall. He's got a lot. He's scared going for him. Exactly. And Diaz was a better version of that. And to lose our two tallest players.
We have no big men.
That's a big deal.
Thomas Gibson is
a big deal.
Well, we have a recruit coming in that's tall. I think he's 6'9", but he was supposed to be a Magruder replacement is who this guy is. Mm. And this is totally my made up theory.
Okay.
To give Bruce Weber the benefit of the doubt.
No, really.
He brought in a 6'9" guy who's a wing to replace Shane Southwell / Roddy Magruder in a couple years when that position is empty. Mm-hmm. He brought in Michael Orris to replace Angel when Angel's gone. Mm-hmm. Orris would be a junior.
Orris is great,
and he is. He was really highly ranked. He just didn't get a lot of time to play, which is probably the reason he transferred.
But again, he was good when he did play.
Yes,
yeah, I was happy to see him when he played.
Yes, and so he brought that guy in to replace Angel. And then this year he brought in another backup point guard to help when Tay leaves and to help that, you always want two.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then he brought in just another dude. I don't even know what he is or what he does. He's just some guy. And that's it. I mean, that's the benefit of the doubt. He went in and all these players that he replaced are now gone. So Diaz is gone. Angel's gone. So all these freshman recruits are going to get almost near starting roles. And they're freshmen.
My biggest upset.
Poorly ranked freshmen.
My biggest upset is the fact that, okay, we knew we were... what I loved about K-State this year And my dad actually pointed this out, and I'm like, this is genius. We were so good because we had our five starters, and then we still had five players on the bench.
Yeah.
So we had a deep bench. So it's great, like, even though they weren't the best players, but still, like, when you took one out and you put one in, like, it was still
good.
With
the exception
quality.
Of Johnson and Orris, every one of those players was Frank Martin's player.
Yeah.
And every single one of them.
And so that was really great, and I enjoyed that. And now we've lost six players. Five players. Yeah. Is it five or six?
Well,
six.
And okay. People... And Frank Martin, there I mean... To be Morris. Fair, Frank Martin chased people away, Rodriguez. Too.
Yeah, but J.O. was a senior. We had three seniors.
Well, and we lost...
Angel,
don't forget we lost Jeremy
Angel.
Jones also before the season started. Jeremy Jones left,
him.
And Jeremy Jones was good.
Jones.
So really, Bruce Weber...
I forgot about Jones because I didn't see him at all.
We've lost four in the Bruce Weber era that were here for Frank Martin that
and
still
so,
had eligibility.
And so that's what upsets me. And then the fact that, like, Spradling, his best year was freshman year.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that this year he was in and out because of his shoulder or arm or something. And, like, he's not going to...
Chest.
Gonna, okay, whatever.
It was his chest.
Point being, he's not going to be that great next year.
No.
There's nothing left to him. And then, you know...
Southwell, I think, will be good.
Like, Southwell's
and okay. I still like Southwell, and I still like Williams, but that's all we have.
And they're not enough.
Absolutely.
They're very inconsistent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Both of them are very inconsistent.
But they're also still young, so I mean, maybe being junior year will help.
They're not that young.
Southwell's a senior.
They're sophomores, I thought.
No, Southwell's a senior. Southwell will be a senior.
Yeah.
Well, and like, both of them I felt were good people to put in to give you a little boost.
Absolutely.
So if they were still in that role, but now they have to be the star, and that's not, I mean, they're not that good. They're good at giving you a little boost
maybe,
when your
maybe
star
they
gets
will,
tired.
Being put in that position, they'll, you know, it's either going to make or break them, and hopefully it makes them. But I doubt it.
Yeah, hopefully, right?
But I mean, that's all we got. I don't really know. I know I do find it funny. I was talking to my roommate about it, the one that sent me that, Ashley. And she was like, oh, I heard he was moving back home, and he's moving back to Puerto Rico. And I was like, no, he's moving closer to home, which means he's moving to Florida.
He'll probably, I would bet money that he'll end up at University of Miami. That's mm-hmm. what I would bet, which is close to Puerto Rico, but it's not home. And he'll play with a team that kind of played like Frank Martin played. And by the way, made it to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, I
think that's mostly what his decision is that he plays with a bunch of people that aren't as motivated as him. I mean, since Pullen, who ironically didn't even make the NBA draft, we haven't had a guy who looks like an NBA prospect this early. And Angel's that guy. And he's on a team full of people who squander their opportunities, and it reflects poorly on him. And he has to be
it
in
makes
a program.
Sense, he's the one carrying the team.
That's right.
Because yeah.
Well,
he's always
well,
the one
all
that,
the
like,
focus
just...
goes on Magruder, and Magruder drops the ball 9 times out of 10, the one time being the three-pointer that Baylor hit. And he drops the ball 9 times out of 10 in late game situations,
yeah.
Or in games that are close.
And my biggest is you see the other guys like wearing out. Whereas Angel always like he always is he's got the adrenaline or whatever.
Yeah,
he's the endurance.
I mean, how many times? I don't know how many games we watched together last year, Katrina. I was drunk. I remember. But I think Chris would probably test every single game. I would yell out, "Angel's the only guy who looks like he cares about winning."
Yeah,
he's
no,
the
I,
only
I
guy
absolutely.
Who looks like he wants to win. Everyone
I
else is just like, "Eh, we lose, whatever," you know.
Because, like my biggest issue is like. That's why I hated J.O. so much, because he didn't look like he cared at all.
Yeah.
And the fact, like, every time a whistle got blown on you, like, you know what you did wrong.
Yeah.
And every time you're like, yeah. I don't know what I did. I'm just like, you're so dumb. Like, you know what you did. Just get your head back in the game and do it. But it never seemed like he was there.
Yeah. Angel,
and the other guys just seem to walk around. I'm constantly, like, just like, hello. Like, you always say it's a motion offense. I'm just like, move your feet. Like, pick up your feet. Like,
well,
move around.
Angel was stuck on a team where everybody knew that they weren't going to be in the NBA. And that's not the way a team in college should be. They should be trying to get to the NBA.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like going to a class for your major.
Or just putting the fun back in basketball. Like, you play to win. Like, you want to... And, like, you win by having fun. You have fun by winning. But.
I think Angel would have really benefited from being on a team with, like, Pullen. That would have really been good for him.
If he was just, like, 2 years older.
Someone who's
or even a year
a legit competitor, because no one else really cared.
I agree.
And I think that's the problem. And he wanted to transfer to some place where it wouldn't reflect badly on him that his team lost. I mean, sure, we got a Big 12 title. That's only because Kansas lost.
Yeah.
That's the only reason we got it. It's not because Bruce Weber coached us to, you know, something. We lost to Kansas 3 times last season. We just got lucky that Kansas lost to TCU and lost to Oklahoma. That's the only reason We got lucky. Because if you remember that KU's other losses are like to Michigan.
What sucked too
who was in the championship game.
What was really sad was KU was more on our level this year because they had a really great team last year and then they lost a lot of their seniors
If we can't beat KU, the players on the team are not going to get to the NBA. Because we beat KU. We've beat KU two times in like the last 6 years. One was Beasley's team. The other was Poland's team. And that's just statistics. You're not going to make it if you don't beat KU. And the only reason we got a title, and we shared a title. We don't have a title. We shared it.
Yeah.
It's because
Kansas lost, not because we won.
And what's also is like, it's a fact. It's not even a favoring. It's like KU has a better program. But I mean, that's because all of our funds go into football. All of their funds go into basketball.
Sure.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And they have a better program, but they also constantly put out players for the NBA. So they're like NBA knows to watch them. Which is why that's the only way we get recognition.
Which
is
exactly
we beat them.
Which is exactly like, oh, why Angel left out. Because no one notices a lackluster Kansas State team. They have to do something really special, and so he's ignored. So if he goes to a team that is
because we're ignored,
that
he's ignored.
Makes more waves that cares that people care about more because they're consistently good or they're consistently interesting. We're consistently lukewarm.
Yeah, and of course, it'd be a bigger insult, but it would have been really interesting if he had just transferred to KU or something.
I mean, whatever team he ends up at, probably be my next. I don't know who I'm going to root for next year. I mean,
I'm still going to watch K-State because it's still my team, but I don't think I'm going to be as invested as I have been.
I've always been a pro basketball fan more than I have been a college fan, so it's not a huge issue to me.
See, I'm more of, but I prefer college basketball. I've always been more of a college basketball fan, like in general, like KU, K-State, LaSalle, like whoever it is, like, granted, I don't just sit down and watch it, but that's because I usually don't have time. I plan to when I'm older, like, I won't have anything to do at night, so I'm like, yeah, I can turn on the TV and watch basketball.
I like the sport better, so, and the NBA, the sport is so much better played. Like, I think that's why I dislike college basketball so much is because I see mistakes, and I yell at my screen, and I get frustrated.
That makes sense.
And college,
because they're not at that level.
Yeah, they're not at that level, and then... So in the NBA,
because one, I never got into NBA, so I can actually I can see the mistakes and I know what mistakes there are. When I watch NBA, because I don't watch it that often, I'm just kind of like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost a different game.
Well, I mean, absolutely, because it's a different degree. I mean, you would expect that. That's why it's...
Well, it's more exciting because a team can be up by 20 and going into the fourth quarter and the other team can win.
Yeah. And
that never happens in college. So it's more fun to watch. But anyway, we got to take a break because we got to end the show soon.
No.
Yeah, so no, I'm going to make sure I play the right bed this time so we don't come back with the same song. Although it would be hilarious if I just played the same song every time.
Just do it. Who cares?
Maybe one time, it has to be a few shows from now, I'll do a social experiment where I'll just play the same song every break just to see if anyone notices.
Only the people not listening live would notice.
Yeah.
Because then they'll hear it constantly. Well, I don't know. Whatever.
No, because there'd be enough time passed. They'd probably forget.
Yeah, I would.
All right, we'll be right back and to wrap the show.
Whoop.
This is Life.
Look at that, a different song.
Yay.
Didn't even notice. Told you I wouldn't.
Yep. That's okay. Welcome back to Life. Final segment. This is the segment where we wrap up. And I'd like to introduce a new bit called What Didn't We Get To Today?
Okay. What didn't we get to, Seth?
Drinks trying to kill us.
They are.
That's it. I think we covered everything else.
That's the first. Like, I mean, this will be a better bit when there's actually more that we don't get to.
Yeah,
like,
you know,
the Golden Globes.
There's a rule.
The Emmys.
There's a rule in
MTV
radio.
MTV Awards.
There's a rule in radio called always leave them wanting more. And so that's what we did this week.
I don't understand that rule.
But the problem is that usually in radio there's a show, maybe the next day, for example, where you talk about the thing you didn't do. And we're notoriously bad about being like, oh my God, the craziest thing happened to Katrina last week. We're going to talk about it in the next segment. And then we never talk about it ever. No one ever knows. That's why you can write us letters and ask us specifically about things that we didn't talk about. And then we talk about them at that point.
If you don't forget letters.
So if you want to know why. So if you want to know why energy drinks are trying to kill us. Or how or whatever, you know, whatever preposition goes there. I don't know if it's a preposition. I just knew that word. Then email us, life@duo.com. We were going to do letters next week on the next show, which is May 3rd.
Yep.
Nope,
May 1st.
Mayday.
May 1st.
So May 1st, we will do letters, which is actually the second one this releases. So write us your letters, life@duo.com, L-I-F-E, shift2, D-E-W-O-H.com. Also on May 1st, which is a week from, or 6 days from the day you hear this, if you're not watching live, we're going to have new shirts available, so go check those out at duo.com/shop, and the ones we have up right now are pretty incredible, too, so don't feel free. So go now. You don't need to wait till Monday to check out the shirts.
You don't need to wait 2 minutes for us to keep talking.
Yeah, just go right now. Quit. I mean, all we're going to do is say goodbye, so seriously, get out of here and go buy some shirts. Also, Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/duodewh and twitter.com/duodewh. And go there and like and follow us. We talk about stuff, talk about when we're live and all that stuff. And speaking of live, the last thing, live show. We do it every Wednesday night, 6 o'clock Central Time, duo.com/live, dewoh.com/live. If you don't know how to spell duo by now, seriously,
maybe I've been saying I've been knowing ever watched.
Been spelling duo for 8 years.
But even then, if they found this episode, they wouldn't know the website. Well, that's true.
Yeah, they should just know how to spell duo. Well, no, not necessarily. They can find it on iTunes.
Okay, never mind.
So, man,
never mind.
Man, I know. But if you're watching live, it's it's actually above Chris's head. For some reason, I thought my arm would grow longer because the video screen seems so small. I'm just like, it's right here. I don't get it. Why can't I reach? But it doesn't work that way. So anyway. That's it for the show. Thanks, everyone, for listening and watching and listening, especially because, you know, sometimes we talk about crap. And we'll be back next week. Brand new episode. Seriously, we're not going to take it off.
No.
We'll be back next week, even though I have to do horrid letters. So.
Yay!
Apparently that makes the women very happy.
You know this. That's why you continue to do them.
The letters are horrible, but I do them for you.
Exactly.
Thanks. So anyway, that's it.
Yay!
See you guys next week. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. See ya.
This is life.